Hey there, Brooke Adams Law here. Welcome to this Writing Brave audio pep talk. A few years ago now, I spoke on a panel of essayists. It was during the pandemic, so it was a virtual panel, and at one point someone asked in the chat about imposter syndrome. To a person, everyone on the panel except me said in turn that they didn't feel like a quote-unquote real author. These were people far more successful than me. They were bestsellers, had won awards, they had huge social media followings, some of them. And each of them said, basically, I feel like a fraud. When I sit down to write, I always feel like the jig is up. The moderator of the panel at this point wondered aloud whether her company could create a certification for essayists so that the audience members could get certified and feel more quote-unquote legitimate. This is about when I got up on my soapbox, because the last thing we need when we're feeling like a fraud is another certification, another degree, more training, or another class. This is why I talk about how essential it is to cultivate your author identity. This is the practice of seeing yourself as an author, of thinking of yourself as an author, and of thinking like an author. You practice it way before you ever publish a book, and it changes how you show up to the page. Spend a little time today with your future author self. How does that version of you think about their writing? What choices do they make? Do they stay stuck in the same pattern of not writing, or do they make a shift? How do they make that shift? Ask that future author version of you for wisdom, and start embodying that version of you today. Step into your author identity right here and now. I'm cheering you on.